had an interesting, for me, maybe not for you, revelation the other day. I was taking a shower, and it was a cold night. It had been a cold night, and so you get in a hot shower, it's very comfortable. And I started thinking, our Lord, when he was on earth, never had a hot shower. And he never knew air conditioning. As far as I know, he never had ice. Probably didn't have a Tempur-Pedic comfort mattress. Heat? Well, his climate there was probably pretty dry and hot, but when it did drop, the desert-like climate, a good drop, his heat was produced by a fire. That's it. Now, obviously, he's God. So he decided the best time to come to earth. In the fullness of time, as St. Paul says. Yet at the same time, I thought to myself, I have creature comforts far beyond anything Jesus had. In that sense, you could say, I've been more privileged than the Savior of the world. I've never known the pain that Jesus knew the last day of his life here. I'm not even close. Yeah, I've had some major operations, and they were kind of tough for a few days. But nothing ongoing, excruciating, beyond words that our Savior did. So in so many ways, and I thought about it, and logically, it would follow that should increase my gratitude for those things. If the God of the universe gave up heaven to come to earth at a time when he wouldn't have a fraction of the material comforts and physical ease of life that I have, at the least, I'd better be really, really grateful. If not, then not only am I taking for granted every pleasure and comfort that I have, but I'm obtuse, oblivious, ignorant to what our Lord lived like. He had a very materially simple lifestyle. I got more clothes in my closet, and I'm not a clothes hound by far than probably all 12 apostles combined. I better appreciate it. Jesus didn't have it. I'm Dr. Ray.